Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 FM WCLK. I'm Reva Blue, and I have with me on the telephone line is Ellis Marsalis. Hello to you, sir.
Hello to you.
Yes, we welcome you to Atlanta, coming here on April 27th at 8 p.m., performing at the Rich Theater Auditorium of the Woodruff Arts Center. And this event that you're coming in for, this is a benefit for the Santa Fe Villas, a nonprofit which provides permanent supportive housing for homeless and homeless individuals. And I know you being in New Orleans and having to have dealt with the hurricane in New Orleans, you saw a lot of homelessness there while in New Orleans, correct?
Yeah, well, there's still homelessness, even with a new shelter opening up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an issue which may or may not be solved. And if it is abated to some point, there are people who need other kinds of help. But I'm glad to be able to be a part of a performance in which proceeds will be benefiting people that are homeless.
Yes. Now, you have a home where you raised 6 sons. 4 of them becoming international jazz musicians. Branford, Winton, Delfeo, Jason, and yourself as a musician. What was kind of the family life like? Tell our listeners something about what it was like growing up with all these musicians in the home.
Well, they weren't the musicians that people hear today when they were growing up. It was the usual situation, because, see, Branford and Winton are 11 months apart. So they had the usual sibling thing going on. And our third son, Ellis, who is not a musician, and Delphio were 11 months apart, but they were younger. And our fifth son is autistic. And Jason, being our youngest son, he grew up with an autistic brother.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, because he was 3 years old when the older brothers left town.
The first family of jazz is what you're often referred to as.
I mean, reporters have to find something to write about, so they make up a lot of this stuff.
Well, how do you feel about the title? Because I know a lot of musicians that have come through which we will call the Ellis Marsalis School of Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
well, I don't know. I mean, I don't really think too much about that. I guess it's because I'm still working on things, music.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I don't really have in a designated time to bask in the sunshine of success or whatever it might be called.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of teaching now, or are you concentrating on just playing music?
Most of just playing music. I don't do much teaching. I retired from the University of New Orleans in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm working on some how-to material.
All right. Tell us about the musicians performing with you on April 27th as part of the event for fundraising, again, supporting housing for homeless individuals, and again, the concert taking place at the Rich Theater Auditorium of the Woodruff Arts Center. Now, I know there are 2 sons performing with you, Jason and Delphio. Are they there with you in New Orleans now, or where are they located?
Well, Jason is currently living in France, but he'll be in America
mm-hmm.
for a while and be able to perform on the concert. concert on the 27th. Delphio lives here, so he'll already be here.
Okay. And the other musicians performing with you will be?
The drummer's name is Adonis Rose. Mm-hmm. And he's from here, and he lives here. And Jason Stewart, he's from here, and he also lives here.
All right, so you're bringing that New Orleans swing to the ATL on April 27th.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be enjoying the music. And so are you recording? You have a project coming out anytime soon?
Actually, I have a CD that just came out.
No. Okay.
It was a recording that comprised my music that I composed over a period of time. Mm-hmm. And it's called Ellis Marsalis Plays the Music of Ellis Marsalis, which I personally think is a corny title, but anyway.
Whose decision was that?
Jason.
Jason, okay.
Yeah, he produced the CD.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of, is it music that's just written by yourself, or did he collaborate with you?
Oh, this is music that I wrote, mm-hmm. just me. Because some of it was written before he was born.
Wow.
Mm. And like, you know, we just compiled it and decided to do it with a quintet.
Okay. And any of your sons a part of this project?
Aside from Jason?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to get everybody together and just do one project that features everybody on your next recording. After this one.
Good.
I'd definitely be looking forward to it. Some years ago, Al Hurt, how did he fit into the Marsalis family as your sons were growing up and as an influence on your sons musically?
Who was that?
Al Hurt.
Well, I played with Al Hurt for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I asked him if he would help me to get a trumpet for winter. We were on the road and we were in New York City. And I said, well, I'll probably get an instrument in New York, which doesn't cost quite as much if I bought it in New Orleans. And Al said, well, I don't worry about that, because Al at the time was endorsing LeBlanc, which is a music company making trumpets. Mm-hmm. So he said, when we get back, I'll give you a trumpet. And that was Wenton's first trumpet, the one that Al Hurt gave him.
And that is the story. Thank you. I was kind of been wondering about that over the years. Mr. Ellis Marsalis and the quintet performing this coming April 27th, and that's 8 p.m. from 8 until 9:30. The concert will benefit the Santa Fe Villas, a nonprofit which provides permanent supportive housing for homeless individuals. And we look forward to seeing you, sir, on the night of the event, coming into Atlanta, with also featuring Jason and Delphio, along with Adonis Rose and Jason Stewart. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. Good. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call here at WCLK.
You're quite welcome.
And keep on swinging.
Will do.
All right. Thank you.
All right.